This is a Zach Feldman Show replay on ZRadioLive.com.
The website music station Z Radio Live. This is the Zach Feldman Show. Joining me over the phone is Stefan Stevens. He is an author, and he has a brand new book called Natasha's Prison, which also actually turned into a song. Stefan, thank you for joining me here on the Zach Feldman Show. How's everything going?
Very well, thanks. Thank you for having me, Zach.
Anytime, and thanks for coming on. Tell me all about this book that is now turned into a song.
Well, it's actually, two parts to it. The first part is it's the book itself, which is a romantic suspense novel, as well as one of the chapters in the song called Just One More Thing. I turned that into a song, yeah.
Very cool. And so what is the book all about for those who haven't read it yet?
I should imagine most people haven't read it yet. it just launched yesterday. So the book is basically about two people. It's called Harry and Natasha, and they travel through parts of China, and then they go on to Thailand and travel through Thailand. And eventually they return back to China, and they face certain obstacles throughout their relationship. And yeah, that's without giving too much away.
Well, where did you come up with this story? Because I feel like this is such a, it's such a romance.
Absolutely. Well, I think with anything that anybody writes, I think that there's a little bit of personal experience that goes into something like that. For myself, I'm currently living within China, and I'm living on a beautiful island called Hainan. Wow. And so I've traveled through many, many parts of China and various other countries within Asia. So I love to write something relatable that people can actually say, you know what, I've been to those places, or I'd like to go to those places. So I think that a lot of my experiences actually contributed to the book.
You know, what made you go to China? I'm very curious about that, because I mean, where were you always born? Were you always in China, or this was something you were interested in going to explore?
Well, that is very interesting. Actually, 8 years ago, I actually got an opportunity to come to China. I've always wanted to work abroad. I'm originally from South Africa. And in South Africa, you know, there's a lot of things happening at the moment. And I always just wanted to spread my wings. So the first opportunity I got to actually work abroad, I embraced that. And, well, it's been 8 years and I'm still here.
Have you learned the dialogue? Have you been able to kind of keep up?
You know, I've got self-defense Chinese. Let me put it to that way. I can say enough to order a couple of things at the local restaurant and get around town, but often within conversations, I'm completely lost. You know, when you learn a second language or a third language for that matter, if you do not learn those specific vocabulary items, you know, there's just no way that you'll know what the people are actually talking about.
Yeah, I just feel like that'd be so difficult, you know, to go into a new country like that and just, you know, with such a complex language too, and just start fresh in a sense. You know, was that a struggle for you?
You know, in the city that I went into first, I think we were something like 8 foreigners within the city, and within that, nothing was English. Everything was in Chinese at that stage. So not only do you have to learn the dialects, not only do you have to learn to know what the people are actually talking about when they're talking to you, is you actually have to learn how to read and write Chinese as well.
Yeah, and I feel like that just, it just seems like such a hard, daunting task, but you were able to do it. So now, you know, you've created this book, you've created Natasha's Prison, but on top of that, you've created a song, too, to go along with the book. Were you always a musician? Were you always into music creating? Or was this something that you thought, you know, this could be cool for the second part of the promotion for the book?
Okay, I'll tell you a little secret, but promise not to tell anybody else. I have 0 musical abilities at all.
I won't tell anybody except for whoever's listening. How's that?
They can also keep my secret. I actually, to be honest with you, when I draw, I still draw stickmen.
I'm the worst drawer too. I mean, listen, I work in media and film and all this other crap, but like I can't draw for shit. Like, not at all.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I can totally relate to that. Whenever I sit in front of the piano, I think I can still play Old MacDonald. Like that's literally my limits when it comes to that. However, I do love listening to music, and I listen to various genres, which comprise of pop, rock, heavy metal, as as, funny enough, Italian opera. I love it. So
that is such a weird combination. Oh my God! Wait, so Italian opera, then you go into punk rock, and then you go into what was the third one? The
heavy metal.
Heavy metal. What? That is such an eclectic, I guess, roundup of thing of different types of music.
I think the Italian opera takes me back to my childhood because that's what I grew up listening to with my gran and my grandpa. And, you know, going through maybe my teen years where I went into the punk rock and everything else, heavy metal, you know, that was my teen years. And now where I find myself, I can listen to anything.
Listen, don't tell any metalheads that you listen to you listen to that, because I think they might shun you from the metal group.
But you know what? In metal, you actually get a good combination. I don't know if you know the guys called Nightwish.
I've heard of them. I believe I've heard of them, yeah.
So that's a pretty much a combination of it, in my opinion.
Fair enough. Okay, fair enough. There is some elements into, you know, mixing the two. But I don't know. I feel like they're so clicky, metalheads, that they will attack you no matter what if, like, you're listening to anything. And I think punk rock, too. I think they hate punk rock. But I love 100%. Punk rock. I'm a big fan of punk rock, so I commend you for that.
Well, thank you kindly.
But tell me all about this new song, because we're going to hear this, you know, after the interview here. It's based on the book, but what is the styling about it?
Okay, so my briefing for the two amazing people that I worked with on the song is I want to break some hearts. And if you listen to the lyrics and you combine it with the melody, you can really relate anything to it. For me personally, on writing this chapter, it was about the journey that Harry was going through at that stage of his path, of his recovery path as well. So I have a lot of my friends and some family members that reach out to me and they say to me, look, by listening to the song, I actually go through a memory trail of my own and I can relate my own experiences to it. So I think it's all up to the listeners as to what they will take from the song. But what I wrote it for was basically to portray Harry's journey at that stage.
Well, I'm excited to hear just one more thing. But for those who want to listen to the song after this, you know, where can they go to listen to it? And also, where can they go to pick up the book?
You can pick up the book on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Kobo, as well as a couple of other leading stores. If you want the audiobook is available. The song is available on Shazam, Spotify, Apple Music, and YouTube Music, I think.
Well, that's amazing. And what is next for Stefan? What's the next thing you're going to do? Are you going to go into music? Are you going to do this full time? Or are we going to see another book from you?
You know, Zach, you just want me to reveal all my secrets tonight. So, okay, I'm busy writing another book. This will be my fourth book that I'm writing, although Natasha's Prism is my first one that I've published. And my next book that I'm writing is also a romance novel. I love romance. And yeah, you're just going to have to wait and see, buddy.
Well, I'll be waiting, but you better come back here so you can tell us all about it. That's cool with you.
100%. I absolutely will. At the moment, it's in concept phase. The first chapters are written, but I don't have the climax yet, so I can't talk too much about it, but it is on the way.
Well, I'm excited to see what happens with that, and I'm excited for our listeners, too, to pick up Natasha's Prison. You can get it on Amazon and anywhere books are sold, and also, you can get the song right here on the station right now. It's called Just One More Thing. Here on the Web Z Music Station, Z Radio Live. Stefan, thanks again for joining me here on the Zach Feldman Show.
Thank you very much for having me, and I'll see you soon.
Want to hear more? Listen to the Zach Feldman Show every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on ZRadioLive.com.